Hi, this is Susan Messing, and I'm listening to the Shanghai Comedy Corner podcast.
Hi, this is Julian for Shanghai Comedy Corner podcast. Last month, I traveled to the U.S. as part of Smack Shanghai's Chicago Tour Intensive. 10 days of improv shows to watch, perform, plus daily workshops and encounters with the best of the best in the improv mecca that is Chicago. I was very excited to interview some of the great minds of improv while I was there, and I am even more excited to offer it to you now for your listening pleasure. Susan Messing is an American improvisational theater performer, teacher, and author who co-founded the Annoyance Theater in 1989 and is also associated with the IO Theater. She is regarded as one of Chicago's finest improvisers, male or female, by Tribune reporter Kevin Pan. She was cited as Best Improviser in the Chicago Reader's 2008 Best of Chicago issue, and is currently running a show at the Annoyance Theatre called Messing with a Friend. The evening includes guest improvisers from the IO Theatre, Second City, and in the Annoyance Theatre. She can also be seen improvising in the show Molly alongside Second City director Norm Holly at IO every Tuesday night. Susan teaches and performs at the Annoyance Theatre and the IO Theatre. She also teaches improv comedy for DePaul University, the University of Chicago, and Loyola University. You can read some of her works in Shana Halsman's book, Art by Committee. She has performed on NBC's Late Friday and Comedy Central's Premium Blend.
So, yeah, I'm with Susan Messing in the dressing room or at the IO in Chicago, and we've just had this fantastic workshop with her, with Mac. For those who don't know, Susan Messing is probably one of the most active members of the improv community in Chicago. She's like everywhere, you know, IO, Annoyance, and Second City. Sure. Done so much improv. It's like lots of ideas in your head, I'm sure. But if you had to like simplify it for people who are really into improv, what would you tell them? Like, what's the first thing you'd tell them?
Well, I would say improv for me is more like make-believe, like children. But if you're lucky, you have adult sensibilities and maybe a piano player. That's about it for me.
Is there a memory or something that comes to mind that you like to share, like a good story, like a fun story or something like that comes to mind now about that you've lived because of improv, because improv did that to you and you'd like to share it?
There's so many stories, I don't even know where to begin. At the very least, it has created a social structure and joyful community that I get lucky to have the best friends in the world. I get to play with them and make immediate art, and then you'll never see it again. So for me, it has just been a joyful ride in which I learn every day, and the day I stop learning is the day I start dying. So I'm a little too young to die, and I'm old, so I have a chance to get super old. Oh, no, I'm just immature. There we go.
Where can people see you and enjoy what you're doing at the moment?
Well, in Chicago, I play at the IO every Tuesday night with my friend Norm Holly in a show we call Molly, here in the IO's Jason Chin Unicorn Sanctuary at 10:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. Every Thursday night, I'm at the Annoyance Theater in a show called Messing with a Friend. We just finished a run at Second City with the group called The Boys, but my friend Rachel Mason and I continue to perform as The Boys without real boys all over the country and all over the world. We'll be in Sweden in the end of August and the beginning of September.
Fantastic. Well, we hope to see you in Asia at some point.
Oh, that would be super sexy and lots of fun. I don't know if Asia's ready for me, but I am very ready for Asia.
Great. Any projects, any things you're looking forward to in the world of improv or in your life?
Well, I'm looking forward to watching my daughter get through puberty. She is 13 years old, and she has, I have to say, been very graceful under the enormous physical stress and emotional strain of being a teenager. I'm enjoying keeping my marriage intact. That is a good thing. Michael has been very patient with me, as I am childlike but old. I'm looking forward to going around the country and going around the world. I continue to tour and meet incredible people who are doing incredible things with this art. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, thank you, Susan. All our love to Michael and Sophia and Mia. Aww. I'm looking forward to seeing your show tonight. Oh, the other night. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast would like to thank its partners, Smack Comedy, Shanghai's home for comedy, and Shanghai Comedy Club, www.theshanghaicomedyclub.com, and Stand Up Comedy SH on Facebook. Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast is available on iTunes Podcast, on Lijia FM in China, and you can follow its official accounts on WeChat at SHCC Podcast, on Facebook at Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast, and on Twitter at SH Comedy Corner.
Show. 只要说声爱。